So I'll say one of the dramatic episodes in the parsha is, of course, the dream of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, again, running away from home, mamish running away, even though his father doesn't think he's running. But Lamaisa, he's running away because, as Rivka Min tells him at the end of last week's parsha, Esav achicha mistachim la'agecha, Esav is getting ready to kill you. So Lamaisa, again, Yaakov Avinu is running away. So he has the dramatic dream. And in that dream, of course, the pasuk says, Vayachalom, he falls asleep and he dreams v'inei sula mutzav arzo. And ultimately, again, the ladder, he dreams about a ladder. And the bottom of the ladder is attached to the ground. V'roshom agia shamaimo. And ultimately, again, the top of the ladder extends into the heavens. V'hinei malachei elokim olim v'yardim bo. And the angels are going up and down the ladder. So you listen, and I recorded last night, we didn't have our regularly scheduled Rabbi Nachman shir, but you can't go a week without Rabbi Nachman. So I recorded it anyway. So you'll listen to it. So Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful piece, but we're actually going to do another piece from Rabbi Nachman this morning. So the Rebbe talks about, again, the impact of the ladder, why the ladder. Rashi HaKadosh has his approach on the ladder. But I want to bring your attention to something interesting. So he has this dream of the ladder with the base on the earth. The head extends heavenwards, and the Malachi Elohim, the angels are going up and down, up and down. So according to Rashi HaKadosh, the real impact of the dream are the angels. This idea that what are the angels going up and down? So Rashi says, Yaakov is leaving Eretz Yisrael. So the angels of Eretz Yisrael are ascending the ladder, and the angels of Chutz La'aretz are descending the ladder. V'yimeno Elokim nitzav al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitting on top of the ladder. So according to Rashi, the impact of the dream was the idea that Yaakov should realize, you're never alone. You're never alone. I know you feel isolated. Remember, he ran away from his family. Although he's going to his uncle's home, he doesn't know that family, doesn't know that mishpacha. And again, as we learn very quickly, their values are quite alien to Yaakov Avinu. You're not alone. There are malachim who are going to accompany you. I'm going to accompany you. You're not alone. But the Rebbe Nachman has a beautiful, beautiful insight on this. And he says, if I want to quote you, he says, Vayachalom, v'nesula mutzav atzor shem agayim ha-shalayim, ha-haynu, sh'az hira lo shekol avodas ha-adam bezah olam, hu bebechina zos. The Rebbe understands over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just giving Yaakov Avinu a message of assurance that you're not going to be alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yaakov Avinu the blueprint for proper avoda in life. Yaakov, you are about to strike out on your own. You are leaving the cocoon of the familial home. You're about to go into alien circumstances, alien influences. I want to tell you the secret to spiritual success. What's the secret to spiritual success? Bebechinas sulam mutzav arza, berosho magia shamayma, haynu shehu tzarech lechol pam la'alos midarga ledarga. Yaakov Avinu, if you want to know the secret to success in life, the secret to success in life is live life like a ladder. What does that mean? That just like on the ladder, you have to ascend one rung at a time, but you have to keep on climbing the rungs. If you stay still on a ladder, ultimately you go nowhere. So too, again, the secret to spiritual success is every day there has to be growth. Every day there has to be aliyah. Every day there has to be movement. Umachmas ze miskabrin umishtatchin umispashtim kineged b'chol kach kol pam. The Chash Baruch Hu saying, Yaakov Avinu, you're going to go out into circumstances that are spiritually hostile. What do you do? What do you do? How do you ensure your success? Every day there must be some level of incremental growth. Does it have to be dramatic growth? Does it have to be magnanimous growth? No. The same when you're climbing a ladder, both say, what happens if you try to take too many rungs at a time? Right? So I see you fall. You fall. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Nachman gives Yaakov the metaphor or the dream, the vision of the ladder. Tell him, here's your secret to success. You have to avoid stagnation. You have to avoid stagnation. It's not just enough not to take steps down the ladder, but you can't remain in place and the ladder either. Because the way the ladder of spirituality works is how? V'nei malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. No one ever stays still on a ladder. You're either going up or you're going down. Yaakov Avinu, ultimately, your avodah is to make sure that each and every day you're going up on the ladder. I will say, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaakov Avinu, this is the key to success. I have to ask myself every single day, and by the way, it's not just Yaakov Avinu, it's for us, am I going up the ladder? Am I going down the ladder? But one thing is clear, which is, no one ever stays in place on the ladder. The goal, says Yaakov, if you want to be successful, not just in your familial home, but even in the house of Lavan, you have to ask yourself, have you climbed a rung today or not? But then the Rebbe goes on, and he says something quite beautiful. What's the next part of the dream? V'nei malachei Elokim olim v'yardimbo. The malachim are going up and down. So the Rebbe writes, malachei Elokim chema ov v'yashem shenim shul l'malachim. So the Rebbe says very beautifully. He says, malachei Elokim, so those refer, so the tzaddikim are olim. Those refer ultimately, again, to the people who go up. Right? Tzaddikim are the ones who go up the ladder. And unfortunately, again, he says, Rishayim, the wicked are the ones who go down the ladder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Yaakov, you know, this Yisod, life is a choice. You're either going up the ladder or you're going down the ladder. But one thing is clear, which is, no one remains in place. And I will say, and even if you do remain in place, that's the equivalent to going down the ladder as well. So the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Yaakov Avinu was, Lemaise, again, life is this great metaphor of the ladder. Either going up or you're going down. And the metric of success in life is to be able, when I put my head on the pillow at the end of the day, is to be able to ask myself one simple question. Did I go up a rung today or not? If I went up a rung, even in the smallest of ways, then that's a successful day. But if Chas Hashem, I haven't gone up a rung, then by definition, I have descended. Then by definition, I've taken a step back. But I'd be mosif on the Rebbe one piece of what I was saying, which is, I think, an incredible yisod. The pasuk says, "V'nei malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo." See, the Rebbe says that the tzaddikim are olim, the reshem are yardim, but I think it's not meforsh in the pasuk. If you look in the pasuk itself says, "Malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo," that malachei Elokim is when they're going up and they're going down. That perhaps the Chosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us is the following. There are days when we go up, and there are days when we go down. But even those days when we go down, we're still Malachei Elokim. A Jew should never think that because he suffers a setback, that he's lost his Kedusha. A Jew should never think that because he's fallen off the ladder. And he will say, sometimes, you know, we don't just fall down a rung. Sometimes, mamash, I fall flat on my back at the I'm not even on the ladder anymore. I mamash fell off the ladder. Even in those moments when we fall, even in those moments when we fail, we're still Malachei Elokim. We're still something beautiful. We're still something Kaddish. The beautiful part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the beautiful part of our personal Kiddusha is that our personal Kiddusha is not absolutely and unequivocally tethered to spiritual accomplishment. Even in those times of abysmal spiritual failure, I still have holiness. I still have goodness. I am still special. And that's why all I need to do is dust myself off, get back on the ladder, and keep trying to rise again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Yaakov Avinu in two incredible messages. Message number one is that life is like the ladder. And therefore, again, make sure, says the Rebbe, every single day, I don't have to climb five rungs. I don't have to get to the top of the ladder. I don't have to scale the ladder in its entirety. My avoda for the day is one rung. One rung. But in those moments of life where there's a yirida, in those moments of life where not only am I not scaling, but unfortunately, again, I'm falling, I'm regressing, even then, I'm still a Malach Elokim. Even then, I still have my Kedusha. I'm not only when I'm a Malach Elokim, when I'm Olim, but I'm also good, I'm also special, I'm also beautiful, even when we're Yardim. Even unfortunately, again, when we take a step back, even when we take a step down, even ultimately, again, we descend. Sometimes the greatest Chizek Rabos we have to remind ourselves is that even in the moments of failure, failure just means a temporary setback. Failure just means a momentary lapse. Failure does not mean that I am a failure. Failure just means that I'm experiencing moments of failure now, but I am still good. I am still Kaddish. I am still the Malach Elokim, ultimately, who has the ability to get back on the ladder and to continue climbing.